All guitar sales in the United States have declined, according to statistics from Music Trade magazine. Reno Youth Radio reporter Spencer Ellison talked to a longtime Reno musician and guitar salesman about the trend.
I love the guitar. So I was really worried when I read a story that guitar sales were declining, down 500,000 for electric guitars in 10 years. I was skeptical if this was even true, and I wondered why it is happening and what are the local impacts. I went to Bazaar Guitar and Sparks to talk to an old-timer, Greg Golden. He's owned the place for more than 40 years. After the staff said hi to me, they brought me to a room with a bunch of crazy cool guitars. If you know your stuff, you'd be impressed. Whether they are local, from out of town, or Carlos Santana, it's known simply as The Vault. Surrounded by all these guitars is where I met Golden. We talked about the decline in sales. He says it's simple. Instant gratification. People no longer want to put in the effort necessary to learn the instrument.
People nowadays are used to instant gratification. Get on the phone, go on Google, look at the information instead of Encyclopedia Britannica. When I was a kid, you had to go through and go to the library and research it. Now you can go on there and just punch in the question.
For another opinion, I headed over to Guitar Center. They are like the polar opposite of Golden, a giant national corporation. Assistant manager Jaden Lynch doesn't think the cell phone is the downfall of the guitar.
I think regarding learning and picking up an instrument, that's just totally up to somebody. If they have the drive for it, they're going to do it. And if they don't have the drive for it, then they're not going to do it. I feel like it has really nothing to do with a phone because, I mean, I've had a phone for at least as long as I can remember, especially when I started playing guitar and I was just... It never bothered me. It never stopped me from learning it, and I don't think it's going to stop anyone that kind of, you know, grew up with the more, like, smartphones. I don't think it's going to stop them from learning it either.
Golden also blames guitar shops. He says they aren't what they used to be. They are more interested in the bottom line these days. But Lynch says huge shops like Guitar Center are a hub for aspiring musicians.
I do notice that, I mean, we always have plenty of people coming in here, either getting their first guitar, plenty of veteran players, plenty of young players that are still, like, just starting out a band. I see a bunch of really, probably kids in between, like, the ages of, like, 16 and 20, really just coming in, meeting, like, each other and, like, starting bands just off of that reason that they just ended up kind of, you know, hanging out at Guitar Center one day.
While Lynch and Golden don't agree on the impact of cell phones or who is to blame for declines in sales, they both think that the guitar can use a new set of rock gods. That would boost sales, they say. Rock gods like Eddie Van Halen, Eric Clapton, and Angus Young. I wondered if some of our current talent like John Mayer, Mark Tremonti, or Joe Bonamassa are good enough. Golden thinks so.
Yeah, those guys are all viable. I think Joe Bonamassa is probably the most widely recognized new rock god. Stevie Vai, you know, Joe Satriani as well. I think people take up guitar, they find it more difficult than going on their cell phone and playing around for 5 minutes to get the instant gratification, give it up, and they don't realize what it takes to be a Joe Satriani, a Frank Cannon, a Stevie Vai, a Joe Bonamassa.
So, in my quest to find out if sales are declining and why, I feel like there are still a lot of unanswered questions. And just what is the future of music going to be like anyways? Well, I guess that's up to people like you and me. So I'll just be over here playing my guitar, and I hope you do too. Spencer Ellison, Reno Youth Radio.
That story was produced by Reno Youth Radio, which is a special partnership between KUNR and the Washoe County School District. Visit KUNR.org to learn more.